The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
All right then, good morning all. This is, it's me, Ryan Tubridy on RTE Radio 1 at 3 minutes past nine. It's Friday morning, the 13th of March. Let's not dwell on that. We're here till 10 a.m. The text number is 51551, and you can email ryan@rte.ie. You can follow my Instagram on Instatubberty, because I say that this morning with purpose, because I'm going to do a lot more of it, Insta story wise, to keep you up to speed on different things, like suggestions for reading and watching and doing. As I see it, it would be good suggestions in the next 6 weeks or so. So look, it's a new world order for the next little while. It's a changed world order, but it doesn't have to be a particularly horrific world order if we do it right and we do it together. And the messages we've been hearing from 11 o'clock yesterday morning have been very clear, very coherent, very cogent, and it's pretty repetitive, and for all the right reasons. They closed the schools down, correct. And we look across at the kind of mildly bizarre decisions being made in the UK about not closing schools and colleges. That's their problem. We seem to be on top of it as much as we can be, and they're doing the right thing. So welcome to all those teachers from around the country who I admire so much. You're off for a little while, and welcome to all the Childerton, the young people, and the students and the lecturers who are all off and hopefully taking an hour between 9 and 10 to themselves over coffee and toast and regrouping and keeping the head, not panicking, and then getting stuck into a bit of work, because it's not all about staying at home and doing nothing. There's only so much of doing nothing you can do. I'll be spending a lot more time at home too, because my interaction with people has to be minimised, like everyone else. So I'll be in the same boat. Hence the mention I mentioned the Instagram thing, because I will do stuff there to keep you not so much entertained, but maybe a little bit of that. But this show is about that. We're going to entertain you in some ways, inform you in other ways, and bring you through the next 6 weeks or longer together with all the information and the goodness. We'll try and emphasise as much as possible the positivity of what's happening out there. I had a very positive. My cabin fever, I think I survived about 25 minutes. I had to go walking, and I did, and I walked around and out by the sea, and it was just very lovely. And of course, I met people along the way, all having chats. In fact, I went to a shop, and the fellas were telling me in the Super Value shop that I went into, two of them were packing the toilet paper onto the shelves, and I said, "How bad is it, lads?" And they weren't sold out. They said, "Well, there is a kind of sense of crazy about the place." I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Do us a favour." I said, "Go on. Would you ever tell everyone to calm down?" And I said, "I will, happily." He said, "We've got trucks coming down tomorrow, and they're going all over the country, and they're restocking the shelves." So I think, do you know what? I also do think that people are entitled to have a little bit of a panic buy for a day and then stop, because the shelves will then be full tomorrow and you realise, oh, don't know what I was panicking for. So it's human nature as well. So we shouldn't be kind of giving out to each other about that. But the lads were saying that it got so bad yesterday that when they went into the stock room to get the nine roll packs out, they couldn't even get as far as the shelf because people had taken it from their arms at the door of the stock room, and they were laughing at it all. But at the same time, this is where we can, and as I was talking to the lads, I met this other woman who's a school teacher who's just out of school. She goes, "I'm going to go mad." She said, "I'm like you, I want to talk all day." I said, "Yeah, well, we'll come up with some ideas of how we can get through all of that." The cabin fever is in itself going to be an issue for people. But there's also what I call the COVID bounce. There are upsides to it. Like, I've never seen people talking to each other as much, strangers, I mean, as I saw yesterday. And I'm just reading all these emails and messages that you've been sending us as examples of good people doing good things around the place, and realising that we have to evolve to suit the situation that's been put upon us. And we need to alleviate the fear and the panic and concentrate, focus on what we have now. And we've got a beautiful country and great people, so let's harness that. Harness the goodness, and as we've said, we've been through very tough times before, and we'll get through this. There's no question about it. Keeping a reminder to you about our older compatriots and our friends or neighbours who may or may not want to get in touch with you to say, listen, any chance you'd grab a slice pan, I don't want to go out. A call to them or a note in the door to say, here's my number, give me a shout if you need anything. That sort of lovely community decency that we may have left behind a little bit should be brought back and maybe might stay with us, and this can only be a good thing. In terms of the children, let me just tell you, right, this is going to be tough for you now the next 6 weeks. If you're stuck listening, if your mum and dad or your aunt or your uncle are making you listen to Radio 1 and you're sitting there going, I want to go on YouTube, look, everyone's going to be a little tetchy with each other, and that's going to be tricky. Now, to those boys and girls listening in this morning, as I say, in the back of the car or stuck in the kitchen, it'll be fine, but you need to be good in the same way your parents need to be good. Like, I'm a dad, and I'm not always good. I would be a total pain in my neck, in the neck for my girls too, down when they were your age. And of course, that's what happens. But we all have to take a breath and be good to and towards each other, through your brothers and sisters. You got to do your homework stuff. I know that's boring and you think you're at home. It's not a holiday. It's just a different type of staying at home. And you got to do all of that too. And then there'll be rewards. And what I'm going to put together is, and maybe you can suggest things, we were talking about, this is an opportunity then, because you're all, so many of you are stuck at home, to do things like revisit old movies that you loved, that you'd love to share with your kids now that you haven't a chance to watch because you are so busy. And it could be something like Star Wars, or Jaws, or The Goonies, or E.T., or The Sound of Music, which goes on for 6 hours anyway, is a good one, or The Breakfast Club, or The Field. Movies can be very educational, and they're fascinating, and everyone sits down. But the only rule about the movies, no phones. You're not allowed to have your phone on when you're watching a movie. You've got 2 hours of phone-free, right? This is my suggestion. Otherwise, you're just going, what happened? What happened? Oh, E.T. just fell over. Oh, what happened? If you weren't on your phone, you would know that E.T. was sick. He's very sick. They've got the hazmat suits on. It's terrible. He's trying to phone. Oh, but he can't. E.T.'s nerves are gone. And you don't know this because you're on your phone doing something. Stop. So that's why the cinema has to be, sorry, the experience has to be phone-free. Watch these movies. If your kids are a bit older, like if you're teenagers and you're not kids necessarily, go and watch history films. Go and watch In the Name of the Father, Schindler's List, Band of Brothers, Saving Private Ryan, films that will inform you and make you interested in other facets of history. They're obviously history movies. They're based on stories. They're not completely factual as such, but do all of that. And then, as I said before, dust down the board games, the jigsaws, reconnect with nature if you're fortunate to have a garden, or even if you have plants in your apartment, look at them. Nurture them, maybe purchase another one or two of them. Bird feeders, watch them, get the bird book out. Show the kids, that's the blue tit, that's the robin, that's the coal tit. Put the seeds in the bird feed, get the kids to do it. Do it together. Suddenly, these are life lessons and they'll have it forever that you'd never have time because you're too busy rushing around. If you can't go to a museum, pick a piece of local history. Find a statue in your local area or a plaque on a house and find out, why is that there? Who lived there? Why did they live there? Go to the census website. Find out about your own family. Do genealogical searches. Create a mind palace of your own excitement and invention at your kitchen table. You have no excuse to be bored. Okay, so think about all these things. Newspapers. Buy a newspaper. When I was 13 or 14, I went out and the Irish Times was too boring and humorless. And so I bought a tabloid. Read a tabloid with your children and say, this is what a headline looks like. This is who that's who Joe Biden is. That's why they're talking about that person. That's Naomi Campbell, who's got the OCD thing going on. Like, just investigate the world in an interesting, show them what a crossword is. Show them how you want, or word puzzles, things like that. And these are baking. And when I say baking, I'm not talking about some ridiculous cookbook that you've never... I'm talking about make a pancake for breakfast. It's flour and milk and eggs. And it's there before you know it. And it takes a bit of time. And it's simple and it's not expensive. There's plenty to be doing. I've been thinking about this all night. What do I tell them to do? So these are things that were on my mind. and we'll come up with more. And we're going to come up with the Corona book list. I'm going to do that next Monday, if that's okay. We're in on Monday. It wasn't going to be in on Monday, but yeah, this is changes everything. So I'll be in, and I might do the Corona book list because I need to go. I want to take pictures of the books off the shelf, and post them, and instruct you as to what where you might want to go book wise as well, which could be quite handy. Now, let me get to have a little look at some of the things that the messages that are coming in. There's not so much the papers, they're only one story, so not much point in getting into that. But, for example, here's one from a guy called Sean Drugan, who's a chef with a vintage kitchen in Dublin too. He said, how about this? Is there an appetite to keep a table or two free each lunch or dinner in restaurants for nurses and doctors to give them some respite? How about that? I'd be absolutely willing to do this. And that these are the suggestions that I love. How about this one? The Hotel Doolin. They're going above and beyond to look after the elderly people living in Doolin who may be reluctant to leave their homes. What they're doing is they are offering elderly and those with pre-existing medical conditions a free dinner delivered to their house every day. That's what will keep this country together. That's what will keep us up and running. That's what will keep the heads above water. And more of that. Let that be the virus, the kindness virus. Let that spread and let that defeat the bad one. And then we'll all be okay. This is what we can do here. And the Hotel Doolin says, we know there are some of you reluctant to leave the house and to go to the supermarket or restaurant. Give us a call. We'll deliver the dinner to your house daily. Imagine, there's a hotel. Already a hotel's in trouble, but they're still breaking through to the other side with that kindness. How about Will Sliney, former guest of us here, of ours here? He's an artist for the Marvel, Star Wars, Spider-Man series, all of these things. Cork Person of the Month. He sent a message out saying, lots of kids are stuck at home in Ireland. I have an idea. I'm going to set an art challenge each day and I'd love to see the drawings that people do and I'll share them all at the end of the day. What a great idea. So go to at Will Sliney, W-I-L-L, Will Sliney, S-L-I-N-E-Y. And now you're into art and creativity. And with this guy, he's a Marvel guy. So this is tremendous. So get going with that. How about this one? The Four Paws Hotel Pet Services in Santry Avenue says, feel free to leave your dog here for free while you're at work. Because the people who are working, I saw them today, the delivery men and women in their white vans around the country, the postmen and women, the doctors, the nurses, the porters, the cleaning staff, even here, up out early, making sure the place is good enough. It's so impressive and really appreciate it. Nancy Creedon is a dog behaviourist in Cork. On the back of today's announcement, we'd like to offer all hospital staff free doggy daycare until March 29th. That's the spirit. That's the spirit. It's just tremendous to hear that. How about this one? The Village Bookshop in Terenure, an independent family-run bookshop. Good on them. They're going to remain open during the containment period, but offering a free home delivery service to local customers. We stock new fiction, history, art, alongside a wide children's range, including colouring books. No, don't lose sight. If we don't have the book you want, we can order in, which is just really beautiful. And one last one before I go to a call that will be of interest to you all is this beautiful clip that is doing the rounds at the moment. It's short, but I'm playing it for you anyway. It's a neighbourhood, a narrow, deserted, medieval-looking street of apartments at night in Siena, in Italy, where you can't really move at all. And somebody opens the window in this narrow little street and starts singing out into the street, like prisoners out of their cell. And listen to the results. Viva la nostra cena, viva la nostra cena, della piazza del campo, fina scena del vena, viva nostra cena, la più bella del mondo. That's it. The neighbours just all joining in quite good harmony, I would have thought. And just that's what's called solidarity. And that is exactly what's required. Right, let's get some texts and we'll take some music then. Thanks for the acknowledgement, says a teacher. I teach junior infants and they thought they'd never see me again when I was explaining the 2 weeks closure. And I stressed 2 weeks closure. They worried about what I'd do for those 2 weeks when I told them to be good for their mums and dads. Keep up the fun, active, unintentional elements of learning. That's a nice way of putting it. Watching a movie, baking You know, looking at nature. These are educational, but unintentional. My daughter's online with teachers at 8:40 this morning, following normal school day per class schedule. So our teachers are working hard from home. Well done. Perfect time, says Nettie, for families to get gardening. Lots of packets of veg or flower seeds now available in supermarkets. Doesn't cost a lot. Can also be planted in pots and boxes. Good for the body and the mind. Then enjoy fresh produce in due course. And then after a few hours of fresh air, take out the board games. This is where we have to be going. Part of the panic, says Dave in Loughrea, makes sense. We did one big shop to cut down on making several trips to the shops, thus reducing the spread of this virus. I did the same thing yesterday. It wasn't a panic, but it was definitely an endeavour to not have to keep going back. Adopt a stretch of beach or roadside and take pride in keeping it clean, suggests Mairead. And Mary says, I'm not condoning panic buying, but could some of the mayhem be explained by the fact that parents all wanted to do their shopping the same day before the kids were all at home? Yeah, I think so. I think you're right about that, that the depiction of it was that we were all going completely mad. But there was a practicality to the madness, if you want to call it that. Teddy says, I watch films like Michael Collins, Braveheart, The Wind That Shakes the Barley, one of the best sports books I ever read. He says, Relentless by Mary White. Please continue with the optimism. It's the best medicine. Sure is, Teddy. Don't forget, says Ronan, any of the Muppet shows or the movies, which I know you're a huge fan of. I sure am. It's my dream to be in one someday as Chief Muppet. I just found the first season on TV and began watching it. It provided a form of mindfulness with the silly antics and crack away from the craziness of the virus. I'm sitting here in my usual cafe before going to work listening to, as I do every morning, and it's empty. So please tell people to still get out and support small businesses. Well, you cannot go wrong with the Muppets in your life. And I was thinking another thing we could do is as a list is to provide a list of the best YouTube clips that you should watch that again could educate. When I say clips, it could be an hour or 40 minutes or just places to go. But we'll get there in due course. Put it this way, we're here for the next 2 weeks anyway. So we don't have to be in a rush to tell you everything today. But you have somewhere you can come in the morning, put the kettle on, get the toast going on, gather round, and as the song says, you won't be without an old pal. True story. That's Randy Newman, and of course thinking of poor old Tom Hanks and his wife in Australia, stuck positive, testing positive for coronavirus, as did Justin Trudeau's president, the Prime Minister of Canada's wife. So that's what's happening there. I just want to read this one because yesterday was a tricky day. It's a tricky day for a lot of businesses and for people who are, you know, in a spot of bother in that regard. So that's this one from Karen. He said, yesterday was one long cancellation. Many freelance friends in the Irish arts world have lost a month's work and income and future bookings. So please consider buying more work by Irish creative people. They live on the breadline at the best of times. It's true. And they supply art and different services of such a cultural importance that they can't be forgotten. And we're conscious that a lot of people are really concerned about all of these things, and we're not being completely, as I said yesterday, Pollyanna about it, but we'll endeavour to get through it as much as possible today and into the next few weeks. And that doctor's talking such sense as a text. I think enough people are not taking it seriously and they think it's a holiday. Yeah, we can't say that enough. As a microbiologist, says John, please ask people to wash hands. I see men in shops and toilets and no hand washing. It's still happening. You'd nearly be hand wash shaming people at this stage and saying, you know, if you're walking out of the loo, you'd say, please, you know, you have an absolutely moral responsibility to wash your hands now. It's not just a sort of bit of gas and the handshakes are gone. Please stop. Stop with the handshakes. Do the elbows and whatever it takes to get through it, but don't do that. We're going to give you a really good rundown of how to keep the house in order and clean when we visit a couple of rooms in the Fair City set tonight to give you an example on the Late Late Show of how to do it properly. And we'll give you all the updates, but also practical advice about how to talk to children about this and how to get through it in a calm, patient and kind way. That's what we're going to do with you on the Late Late Show tonight, among other things. But let's take a break.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
51551. With all the talk about hand washing, nobody's mentioned the importance of keeping your nails short. Of course. How could I forget Italian 90? My beautiful daughter was born slap bang in the middle of it, says the text. I played second fiddle to the matches on television. No visitors. Tell that man I can lend him my son. He was born on the 16th of June, 1990. Yeah, I'm sure he'd be delighted to send a picture of him. And Siobhan says he can have a copy of my Leaving Cert results. They were an absolute direct result of Italian 90. Spent in pubs. Okay. The Italian 90 Leaving results. I like that. All right. And not a bad suggestion at all from Angela. I'd love to echo an earlier text about supporting artists. Follow an Irish band on Spotify, which could be quite a nice one, and boost their listening. Buy an album. Musicians and artists will suffer badly in the coming weeks. True that. Just heard the clip of Italian 90. I'm now sitting on my bed, bawling, crying. Why? My children who are home from school are looking at me, bewildered. I was only 10, but that was such a turning point in our country's psyche, and it gave me all the feels this morning. Thank you. No, that's what it's about. We need those, as you say, feels back. And keeping us all going. Tonight on The Late Late Show, we'll also be talking to, we have this interview we've done with Niall Horan, and it was a terrific interview, in fairness. We're going to bring it to you tonight. He's going to sing this song. He's Mullingar's finest, alongside Niamh Alger, I should say, after last Friday, another addition to the Mullingar canon. But here's Niall Horan with No Judgment. Niall Horan, who'll be joining us on The Late Late Show tonight, among lots of other things. I see that they're closing down all the chat shows in America. Jimmy Fallon's gone and Seth Meyers is gone, but we will have no audience on the show tonight, just in case people are wondering. It'll be just like that bread show where we gave away loaves of bread in the audience for everyone. And if we gave away a toilet roll tonight, probably do a job, but there is toilet paper around, and I see people like Super Value saying we are reassuring that all of our shops are open to serve the community. High demand at the moment, but bear with us. We'll deliver. The stock has been delivered. Don't be worried. And there's one from Aldi, Tesco, Lidl, Dunnes. They're all saying, everyone, the shelves will be fully stocked. Breathe, calm, carry on. It's going to be okay. And somebody said, if you love to encourage people to write a letter, so it might be nice to get people to write a note each day to the person they can't visit. A letter, not a text, would be better. So post or hand deliver. That is a great idea. And getting younger people to learn how to write a letter and send it and get that going on. And in fact, I've a heap of posts, and because I'll be kind of spending more time in the house, I'll cut you a deal. If you're at home and you're bored and you want to send a letter, a little note to me, I promise you I'll write you a little postcard back, because I just got some done up, and I'll write you one back. How about that? Just say hello or ask me a question, whatever, because I get quite a lot of letters from young people, especially after the toy show. But just do something and you'll get one back, and I promise I'll do it. Because these are different times and they require different responses. So let's make the time to make that happen. You can talk to Joe Wash Your Hands. He's going to be on air from 1:45 this afternoon, and he'll be joined by an expert in studio to answer questions. That'll be very helpful about the coronavirus. You can email the team there on joe@rte.ie, and the live line is open now, as it happens, 1850 715 815. Get busy. I was listening to him yesterday and he punctuated everything with wash your hands, and it was very effective because I did exactly that in my kitchen. Don't forget the funny movies, lads. Thank you, Emma and Castanot, Wayne's World, Parenthood, National Lampoon, Ferris Bueller, Trading Places, Caddyshack, Miss It Noonan, Beverly Hills Cop, Coming to America, God, I know you're what age you are, Beetlejuice, Indiana Jones, Labyrinth, The Princess Bride, Ace Ventura, Home Alone, Groundhog Day, Dumb and Dumber, Clueless, Forrest Gump, Spaceballs, good lord, The Truman Show, brilliant, Airplane, love those, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, hilarious, Hot Shots, pardon, Blazing Saddles, Naked Gun, all of them, Three Amigos, very good. Okay, you're definitely on our bus. Now, we're going to say goodbye to you for now. Stay tuned for Sean O'Rourke, and stay tuned to RTE as much as you can. Don't be going too much on social media in terms of information, because generally you just don't know where it's coming from. So stick with the experts, stick with those you trust and know. We're going to get through this, okay, all together, I promise you. And there will be brighter days ahead. So stay calm, stay patient, stay kind. We'll talk to you tonight on The Late Late Show. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you the next time.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.